זה שער עשיים? מה זה שער עשיים? שער עשיים? I don't know. They'll tell you what civet it's in. It goes in order, though. It's not, it should be hard to find. If you go look up, it's open a shark aside, it goes in the space of it. It goes in order. Now I'm both sides. But I tell you the truth, Abraham had to go out like Akasha. Akasha, which was such a mind-boggling Akasha. What's the old locker for the din of Mas Hashira? Lachamonim. Let's read the whole passage together. Lo Sochal, and now the next word is the most important word. Olav Chomer. Shivas Yemen Tochal. Olav Matos. It goes in order, though. It's not, it should be hard to find. If you go look up, it's open a Shagasai. It goes in the space of it. It goes in order. Now I'm both sides. But I tell you the truth, Avram has to go out like Akasha. Akasha, which was such a mind-boggling Akasha. What's the old mother for the din of Mas Hashira? Lachamonim. Let's read the whole passage together. Lo Sochal, and now the next word is the most important word. Olav Chomer. Shivas Yemen Tochal. Olav Matos Lechamoni. What does Olav refer back to the passage before that? Vizavach to Petach Hashem Elokecha Tzon Ubakar. So the word Olav, the antecedent of the pronoun Olav, is the Korban Pesach. So if that's the case, one might say Punkt Faket Adrav. The whole din of Lechem Oni is found Vidavka in the connection with what? Rebosa, with what? With Korban Pesach. That's where it's found in Parshas Re'ei. Well, guess what I wrote? You have a copy of the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer is exactly the opposite of Rav Itzhak. Unbelievable. Two Gedolim lived, not the Chassam Sofer came first. Exactly the reverse. Punkt Faket. Exactly the reverse. Chassam Sofer claimed the only time you require what? You require nuk. You require lechem only as opposed to matz hashira is only the matz which is functions b'taras achshere the pischa. But a matz which is an independent din berav tochel matzis. We read it last week. What is it? What is it about lechem only over there? Berav tochel matzis. Any matzah. Aniya, Ashira, it's all the same. Whee! It shows how great the Torah is. You have these two gedolei olam, one exactly the reverse of the other. According to Chassam Sofer, you have an egg matzah at the Seder, you fulfill the mitzvah of the Raisa of Erev Tochel Matzah.
And everything.
Well, no, I don't think so. No. Hechsher the Pischa still applies. At least, you have Morah, don't you? You have Morah, don't you? Okay.
We don't have a mitzvah
drabbana to
eat matzah.
Pashtas we do.
Pashtas.
Why not? Because you want to have it, it should be Hechsher the Pischa, as we pointed out already before. That's such a big kasha. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, an incredible, incredible chiddush. Incredible. Take a look in the Rabbeinu Chananel over here, in the Aflam and Rabbeinu Chananel. Oh, that was said beautifully. Better even, right? Where is it?
First, Rabbi Kiva?
Yeah, Rabbi Kiva.
First, last line, last small line.
Oh. The Rabbeinu Chananel quotes a machlokas in the Yerushalmi. I can't find it right now. Quotes the Yerushalmi. Is he Yerushalmi here? No. She was in front of my nose, I can't see it right now. Quote the Machlokas and the Yerushalmi, whether the din of matzah, of lechem oni, to the exclusion of matzah shira, is ma'akev, or it's a mitzvah bi'alma, na ma'akev. Where is it? Yeah. Thank you very much, man. Very good. Lamed Vav Beis.
Second one.
Excuse me. Thank you, man. And he says, because the last line, I've seen him, you shall me. Also, because Zayat Shahadim Yotzei Chavasa, the Pesach Tzorach Shlayibo Mashkin, which means apple juice, eggs, etc. Rabbi Yirmi Omer Le Mitzvah, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Paz Yom Le Iku, it's a machlokas, but this is Ma'akev or not. To the Chasam Sof Alon Shat, what's the machlokas? The machlokas is Bisman Hazeh. Bisman Hazeh, you said David correctly. There's no Hechsher in the Pesach anymore. It's only Allah and Hechsher in the Pesach, he says. Machlokas Bisman Hazeh. Are you Yotzi B'Diyevim with Matzah Shira? Because no one did Hechsher in the Pesach. He says, no. What the hell, like I just told you, that you need Hechsher in the Pesach with Bisman Hazeh. It's no worse than Morer. So that the Rabbanu Dikul level, you're not even going to quote that Yotzi. That's what the Chasam Sofer says. I have to tell you, Rabbi Osai, one more nakuda in this sugi, which has entered my mind. I mean, Niyahani, let's get the, go back to the pasuk again. Let's get the what? Well, let's start again. How did the pasuk go?
Losochal
olav chametz. Shivas yomim. Tochal olav matzav lechamon. What occurred to me is a wild idea. I just think too incredible to even believe, I'll tell you anyway. Because it occurred to my mom, I just went through my head. And that is, and perhaps, if we are to assume that there exists a din of mitzvah kiyumis of matzah all 7 days, which is what the Meisner Rav, the Vilna Gaon assumed, and we see the Makkah the Rishon about the Marsh assumed that way, maybe that's where the din of lechemoni comes in. Punkt verkehrt from what the Mardim Uzmanim said. What did he say? He said that lechemoni is halacha only in the matzah pace of night, and it does not apply to matzah 7 days. What occurred to me just looking at the pasuk, the pshuto is, punkt verkehrt. Lechem on is halacha where? In the din of 7 days, right? Shivas yamim tochal, just simple pshuto shemikra. Shivas yamim tochal all of matzah lechem oni. Push shot. That's what you need in the din of lechem oni. But in halacha of erev tochal matzah, it doesn't say, why can't you have lechem oni pesach of night? Why can't you have matzah shira pesach of night? I thought the answer was Pashut. Because you see, what do we see? There's a din of mitzvah kiyumis to have matzah all 7 days. By this mitzvah kiyumis, the Pasuk says, lechem oni. Now, usually, all Pesach long, if you want iboy ochel, iboy lo ochel. You want to have matzah, have matzah. You don't want to have matzah, don't have matzah. But Pesach night, you have to have matzah. Because it says Berav Tov Lumatzis. So what says you have to have matzah? Because of Berav Tov Lumatzis. And it also says, what? Shivas Yavim Tov Lumatzis Lechem Oni. Mimelia Mechuyiv to have Lechem Oni Pesach night. Aye, Berav Tov Lumatzis doesn't say Lechem Oni. It is Poshut. Usually the din of Lechem Oni is purely optional. Mitzvah Kiyumis. 6.5 days. But on the first night Pesach, you have a confluence of two psukim. One, it's Berav Tov Lumatzis. You must eat matzah. Two, Shivas Yom Tov Lumatzis Lechem Oni. That means there's a kiyum of having Lechem Oni B'daf. So it's the first night you are required to eat matzah. So therefore, part of the requirement, sort of the chatchila, is to have what? Is to have that Lechem Oni. We require that Lechem Oni. Because we require you to have matzah. Once you're already having matzah, have the proper matzah, which is called lechem oni, which you really should have really having at the mitzvah kiyumis or Pesach long. So on the second day, fourth day, sixth day Pesach, you decide you want to eat egg matzah, I can't put up a fight. You could have potatoes. You don't have that matzah at all. But in the first, I mean, you're mechuyev to have matzah, and you're going to now go ahead and have egg matzah. It's not right. Because you're
So
I'm suggesting that if you had egg matzah first, you would be yotze the mitzvah. But it would be an improper way to fulfill the mitzvah. The proper way to fulfill the mitzvah is to do so completely, which has the dimension of the mitzvah kiyumis as well. This is, of course, a chiddush difference, the biggest kula in the world. It's the biggest kula in the world. This assumes that really meikir adin for the chiyuv daraisa can be fulfilled even with what? Matashira. And it's only this special extra dimension of Shiva Siyamim which requires you to have Nidavka Lechem Oni. That would explain the Gemara Amud Vav. What does Gemara Vav say? Very funny Gemara. Gemara Vav says, Yom Akama Lo Tulu Shuli Bechalva. Mikan Ve'elech Lu Shuli Bechalva. What does that mean? That means the first night, you don't make me Mas Hashira. The rest of the time, you can make me Mas Hashira. What does that mean? So we're saying as follows, that the first night, you can't, because even though I can fulfill the mitzvah of Erev Tov L'Matzis, but I would be an improper way to fulfill that mitzvah because there's this kiyum of what? Of Shiva Siyama Tov L'Matzis L'Chamoni, which I would not be in fulfillment of. But the remaining days, when I can eat the persistent potatoes and eggs, so if I should decide to have matzah and I want to have matzah with some milk, it's okay. I'm just saying it's what entered my mind purely based on the Pashut Shemik. Yes?
What does
Pashut
Shemik mean?
She
asked
for
the
Kal alone. Right. How do you
eat on the
Karma Pesach?
She said
you did. A good question. Shudah Shemik. Karma Pesach can only be eaten for one night. One night, that's it. So what do you mean? Shiva Shemik Tokal Olav Matzah Lachamoni? Steer him and obey. It means Tokal Olav. Olav, yes? Yeah. All it means after it. Doesn't really mean too much. We don't need a share of the piston now. We're not making a distinction that share the piston now. You could be able to maybe both in that way. If someone had two of them exist. But just can't do this extra thing. Perhaps, that would also explain why it's not an Arab Pesach. Because if the Ika didn't paket, you would be able to. It's a very big kiddush. I'm just mentioning it because only could have ended my head. One akud in this week, which is the Rambam. Yes.
We didn't answer how Rabbi Yitzchak would be
done. I don't know. That's what Chassam Sof is from the Fakesh. I don't have the Mokar in here. He's all quoted B'fi HaShmua. We don't know. It's all quoted in this Mikra Kodesh. They heard. Different people heard of it.
He would say that here now.
I don't think so. You have to look inside. Maybe there's a Sefer Nakhol Zecher Yitzchak, which is printed. Maybe it wasn't printed originally. Maybe there it gives you more of a curse. I have access to it. I'll do that. I'll look it up. They may have it in the Beis Medrash. Zecher Yitzchak, Rabbi Yitzchak, Yiponovich. Maybe he had more elaboration. One more Nakhul in the Rambam. Rambam talks about Amaleza. It's an amazing Rambam. Misha Ochel Matzah there of Pesach, Makin also, Makas Mardus, and there are three words which are very, very questionable. What are they? You saw? Ad Shetete Nafsho. You hit him Makas Mardus until he dies. Until he dies. Well, I'll tell you what the chat is. This is the problem. Terek Rabbah Lachi Yudbeis. That's the same Rambam. We find the expression of Makin also, Shetete Nafsho, in a number of places. All of which are associated with the mitzvahs asay. We hit you until you do something. Do it. We keep it until you do it.
Yes.
Right? You guys get it. So our mitzvahs say they want sukkahs that pay vav. First doesn't want, he doesn't want to eat matzah, doesn't want to eat the sukkahs. You hit him until he dies. Because you have to, enforce the halacha. It's rather radical enforcement,
prevent him from doing it, not after he did it already.
But over here, he did it already. That's the kasha. He did it already. Once someone did something already, there's no punishment for the Surah of the Rabbana. So that's what they say. Avsha. Kill the guy because what did he do here? He's a skeeler. What did he do? All he did was he said, all right, he did it. He said the Rabbana. What are you killing him for? That's the Kashur. So the Rabbeinu Manoah and the Ramah and the new Rambam, Shabbat Frank Rambam, say these three words don't belong. Avsha, Tetze, Avsha was a typo. That's the easiest thing. A typo? The typo doesn't belong. Okay. Doesn't belong. However, they call them on the bottom there, Tosefta and Makis, which says that if a Kohen is standing in a Beis HaPras, it's a cemetery, which is the Rabbana, it's considered the Rabbana, it's the Talmud, the Rabbana. So Makin also wants to take the Nafsha. Yeah, but there it makes sense. Although it's a lav, why does it make sense, David? You're a Kohen. Why does it make sense? Every second, what? Is another issue, so he hit him till he gets out. But over here, this guy already ate the matzah erev Pesach. It's too late. So what are you hitting him for? It's over. It's over. It's too late already. It's over. It's finished. Unless you'll say he keeps eating. So he's keeping on eating. The guy's eating. He's crunching away. He says, okay, Rabbi, can you want to join me for my delicious meal erev Pesach? What are you having? Matzah. No, don't you dare. I'm going to have it. I'm warning you. I'm going to have it. I'm warning you. Crunch, crunch, crunch. And he eats and eats and eats. Whack, whack. Well, he dies. But he has time for eating more. Still a radical. If you have the gears in the Rabbi, it's the only way out that I know. Yeah.
Why did you say it?
Right. I want us to do one more toast now before we have a minute. Zadi Testament Days. Summer Clemente. Summer Clemente Leocha, Vim Tomar. Vimma Bekol Shaw, Leel Dachmem. Vitsekel Shal Nochrim, and Male Odom Kreso Mehem. Ubelvad Shiochel Kazayis Matzah Bachrona. Vahosa Osta Lechel Achim Vivojo. What's going on with this? Gevalda Gakash. You're not permitted to eat. To eat what? Even Matzah Shira. Era paid up the last 3 hours. And now the Gemara Daf Mem is permitting you to eat matzah, which you're not yotzei to the mitzvah with, Pesach night itself. That should be much worse. Obviously, the closer you eat it to the time of the mitzvah, of Kima Mitzvah, the more full you're going to be Mishat Kima Mitzvah. So what's going on with me? V'yei shloma sestosvis, v'osos hasuda, odom yizhar, v'eino ochel kol sovo, v'shiyochel matzah l'tei ovom, avom yivod yom, and other nizar, the yochel kol sovo. Why? The savah shara laila is avel. Feel the hunger will reawaken, because after a while you digest the food. Adarabba, he is savah yosef. He is barach hamachol b'meyov. A new concept. If you doctors here, digestive concepts. That after a while, apparently, let's assume like this. You think that if you wait a few hours, you will be more hungry. No, you'll be more full. Is Barach HaMazon B'Meyah. It's physics and metaphysics. I mean, the Rashi Chumash, that where's the pasuk? Where's the famous Rashi? Where is it? In Kriyishma, the Rashi says it? V'chalta V'Savata? Is that where it says? Maybe, I don't know. Somewhere the Rashi Chumash says that a Muslim is Barach Masof Meyah. When a person eats and is a brochen,
Well,
maybe it
was
in Saddam.
Saddam never means it makes it
better,
though.
No,
makes it worse.
I'll
tell you the truth. I have a number of small little problems here with Tosfos. One day they talk about Teyova, and I thought Tosfos didn't go with Teyova. Rashi and Rashi Babel Teyova. Tosfos on Afkuf Zayin when Achila Gas, not Teyova. That's just the aura. Remember we mentioned yesterday that the Rashi, we still thought Tosfos never said before, never said Teyova. Rashi Tosfos on Afkuf Zayin went with Achila Gas, the Pashtus. Yeah, they can't go with Teyov. That's out. Two, I get the impression from this Tosfos, it's a matter of physics, I don't know how it works, biology, and this idea of this Barach of Melzim B'nev is a time process which requires some time. And on the contrary, a few hours later, you're more full than you are the time that you eat. And then in this room, being zoicha to this Barach of this Barach HaMazel B'nev, the yeshiva guys don't have that. hours go by, they become more hungry, want to eat more.
All right, the pashtus. Yeah. 1 second. Number three, I have a slight problem with the expression "memale adam kreso." Paul says lashon, the b'osa suda adam nizav enochol kol sova. If Buddha said he can eat potato shenachim, it's a little bit fine. To my mind, anyway, memale adam kreso gives the impression that he really filled himself up completely. Completely full. Memale adam kreso. He literally filled up his stomach. What do you mean enochol kol sova?
During the Suda, Mamale Adam Kreso, but as long as you use enough for one sentence,
no, I understand that, but the expression Mamale Kreso to me does not sound like he's saying he's an Ocho Kosovo. It sounds like he's saying he's Ocho Kosovo.
But he has enough room left for one.
Okay, so I don't belabor the point. I'm just saying to say, Aura, the words are not so great. Now, Rabotai, the Rif. Quotes this Gemara Daf Mem. Please turn, if you don't mind, to the Rif in the back of the Masechta, all the way at the end. Zion in the Rif. It's the fifth wide line, end of the line. Behecha the less than kula sudasa mimata de mintera ela kazayas bilchud de mintera udi islay. You have only one kazayas of matashmura. What do you do? Achel beresha mehech the lo minter. You first eat the mat which is not shmura. Umavarach ole amotzi. Ulubasof mavarach al kazayas de mintera. Lechol matzah v'yochil. He quotes a brisa. Asutkin v'adushin v'iskutin other v'mali other kreisa mehem. Uvilvad sheyochol kazayas matzah bo'achron. So the Rif seems to be learning that this brisa, without a gemara, presumably the same thing, is limited to a case where the person only has one kazayas. That's the context in which he quotes this gemara. Says the Netziv. This chidushim on our daf. If that's the case, we can answer Tosis Kasha. Tosis Kasha, what's going on over here? How can you ask for eating an erev Pesach if you have not eaten Pesach night? The chastir galuya. Tosis Kasha had an interesting answer, which is biologically you have to understand it. You're eating enough of milin kreso, but still you have enough. Still eating it to teyava. The Rif says, the tip says no. If you have many kazesim, So you're supposed to do as follows. You eat a kazayat matzah l'teyavon, which means you're famished, you're starved when you eat it. You don't eat the mitzvah. And then you save one kazayat at the end to eat what we call afikoman, which is nechal al what? Al asov, zechal l'korban pesach, which is nechal al asov. That's the ideal. Right? And in that kind of case, you would not be permitted to eat anything on erev pesach, or anything on leil pesach, before the kazayat of matzah. However, person doesn't have two kazayas, only has one. Then he postpones the kazayas till the end. That's the main mitzvah of the kolman. You got the impression there from the Rif. You postpone it till the end, and then with the less brera, you have no choice. You're gonna have to have a kazayas of matzah she'ena shmura at the beginning of the meal. And the chinami will be an effective vatel the mitzvah of teyavo. Because the mitzvah al asova apparently is more important than the mitzvah of teyavo. That's how the Netziv learns Shah based on this Rif. The Rif seems to say that. You have a choice. Either have the teyavo and have al asova. And the impression that you get in the Rif is better to have the matzah of shmura al asova even though you have a mevatel of the teyavo. This is what the Tosfos Kasha says in the Netziv. The question, what's Tosfos Kasha? How can you ask of eating an erev Pesach if you're not eating on Pesach? What's not eating on Pesach? If you have no choice, the Shah Zatzchak only has one kazayas. So then we say that the bits of Alasov is doche, the din of Teyavo. That's what the Netziv says.
It's a very interesting interpretation. Very interesting interpretation. I have a slight problem. My problem is, if you look in Tosnaf Kufcha, just turn for a minute. Kufcha. Well, that Gemara is found. It's not the Bachrona. Bachrona in the Rishon Alo. Says Tosis. Jewish for Rishona below Achrona. Lo can go on the less side of Kazayas Matzah, like the Rib said. Vesulo. The Tov Lo Ochlo Ala Sova Leos Tam Matzah Bepiv. Abu Vada Yi Yisle Matzah Lechol Sudosa. Tov Lo Lechol Matzah Betchila Le Tayova. Ula Baruch Aleho. Vachakach Bekmar Sudosa Yochol Kazayas Matzah Vyi Tam Matzah Bepiv. Vyika Mat Mitzvah La Rishona. She ball it a ovo. The Gambia and the soap time after the people, so that's not so significant. So wait a minute. So Tos also knew this trick of the rib. So if Tos knew that the Gemara is referring to a case of what? Of his only one Kazayis, so why did they give the rib to Eretz too? They should have said, ain't a chinari that is to have to eat Eretz in the late afternoon, but if you only have one Kazayis, Then Allah Sova, no, so why don't they give the same answer as the Rif? Unless you're going to say that the Rif and the Gemara are referring exclusively to the case where only has one Kazayas, and Tosafot referring to a case where, even to a case where there's one Kazayas. It's not limited to that kind of a case. That's what you possibly have to answer according to Shinas HaNetziv. The Rif and Tosafot are two different sheets. Oh. But one final conclusion, and that is, Ate Avon and Alatsova Astira, according to Tosis, yes or no? So here what we read so far is that yes, either you have Te Avon or you have Alatsova. You can't have both. You can't have both, it's impossible. Whereas our Tosis back here in the Testament days, it says no Astira. No Astira. Why? Because they say over here, Also, Suda the mitzvah in Ochol Kol Sovo, Kedeshi Yochol Matzah L'Teyavo. Here, Tos says in the Psalmic Testament days, you can have a lot of matzah at the same time when you eat at the very end. It's going to be what? L'Teyavo. L'Teyavo. It's a steer in Tos, which is Psalmic Testament Kufchav. Here they say in Kufchav, you can't have both. Either Teyavo. Or Allah Sova, you can't have both. Here they say you can't have both. Unless to say it's the second day of Tosa. Kufchav. Filu of Ika Mitzvah Bachrona, the discussion we began a little bit today, ain't the Tema on the Bachrona Vishon, etc., etc., etc. Maybe the second day of Hol, I think it's no Stira. I think it'd be Vitayavan in the first, because I asked you can just, a little time will pass, and it'll be Allah Sova, the second Kazayas, which will also be Teyavah. There's no steer to Teyavah than Allah Sova. Perhaps. That's what just was occurred to me as a way of how to think about this Tosis and how it relates to the Tosin of Kufkof Amad Aleph. If you're a little bit confused by the last discussion, don't worry about it. We'll learn about Kufkof. Remind me, we'll come back, and that's where the main sugi is. We'll stop here. Mitchum tomorrow, we'll continue with these sugars. Have anyone finished all the Mamma Karmas yet?
Yes.
Who else has finished all the Mamma Karmas? Yeah? I believe that tomorrow will be new Mamma Karmas. I believe that tomorrow, okay? Do we have a meeting there? Oh, starting again. Okay, we left off in the Tosa Tzadi Tess in the days. The Chamer, the Gorir, the Amrit Misit Soy, Menakosis, Alolo, Amayishte, Afal Gav, the Bosa Suda, Nizam, Lechel, Sovo, Tosu, just established. Avo Bishtiya, Yavshali Zar, Inami, Bebe, Rishon, the Shady, the Agarta, Vahalel, Diek, the Dami Lesuda Acheris. What's bothering Tosfos? Tosfos said he is so, which we just discussed yesterday. Remarkably is so. That although there's a problem to what a person can eat, Erev Pesach, that's our Mishnah, but contrary to what we might have expected, he's eating food on Pesach night before he gets to the Mitzvah Matzah, well then it's not so bad. Why? The Osa Hasuda Adam Nizar Ben Ochel Kol Sof. Kneshi Ochel Matzah L'Tayyavah. That's the toast which we saw yesterday. Frank Tosis Akash, wait a minute. It's a Gemara against this Yisrael. And of Kuv Zayin and Midbeis. Let's take a look to the Gemara inside. Are we able to see inside? Let's look inside. Kuv Zayin Amid Beis. The last line. Amar Rav, Amin Allah. The Chamra Migra Gorir. The wine whets the appetite. Titnan. It's a Mishnah later on. Ben Akoso Salo, Im Rosa Lishtos Yishte. But between 1 and 2, between 2 and 3. But Ben Shlishi Lirvi, Lo Yishte. It's a Mishnah. Frank the Gemara. Vi Amrit, Mr. Zoi. If you'll tell me that wine fills you up, Amai Yishte, why may you eat? Why may you drink wine? Between coast 1 and coast 2. So he gets around to the matzah, he'll already be filled from the wine. That's the Gemara. Fred Tyson says, wait a minute. We just established that the whole problem of eating before and thereby causing the possibility of achila gasa is only if you eat an Arab Pesach. Because if you eat an Arab Pesach, you're not going to be careful and then it's going to be all kinds of problems. But the Pesach night, as we saw the Gemara of Mem, B'tzekel Shonochrim, Mamali Adam Kresim, Mavashir Yochakazayas Mazav Achor, it's not a problem. And here the Gemara says, Beferish, that had it been true, that what? Come on. That Misad Soid, that it would have been a very serious problem, even though what? Even though it's Pesach night, and Adam Nizer. You see, clearly that a person is not Nizer. That turns his cash against himself. And his Tosfos, wait a minute. You can be careful when it comes to eating, but not when it comes to drinking, especially alcoholic beverages. You know how it is. I hope you don't know how it is. They say it off here in the Alcoholics Anonymous, don't just take one drink, that's it. There's no such thing as one drink. One drink,
next drink is your
lesson. That's it, finished. You have to be careful when it comes to intoxicating beverages, not even to begin. That's number one. And number two, it's his Tosfos, well, it's not really within the same meal, because you know, we divide the Seder into 14 parts. Everyone knows about the 14 parts? Since you're a kid, you must know what the Kaddish Ruch has. That's 12? Oh, it's only 12. Moti Matzah. All right. Shulchan Aruch, only one, right? 12 is probably more accurate. 12 or 13. And the poem is 14. You're right. I'm right. 14 parts. Okay, whatever it may be. That's what I thought. 14 parts.
16
parts. Okay, whatever it is. Multi mass are separate, so that's 15 parts. All right, 14. I was also 14 parts of the Seder. So, the Vitzekel Shel Nachrim, that's all in what we call Shulchan Aruch. That's within the Suda. Right? So therefore it's considered by Osa Suda. Whereas the wine, Bein Rishon L'Sheni, that's in the middle of what we call, well, it could be anywhere. Could be what we call Urchatz, Karpas, Yachatz, Magid. Mostly Magid, all right. But anyway, could be well before we get to the matzah of the Suda's Yontif. That's considered Suda Acheres. This is what Tosfos says. Fine, everything's Kavaldik. So Chazanish points out that this Tosfos is Lashitos. Why is it prohibited to drink Bein HaKosfos? What's the problem?
Can I have a tea for a while?
Yeah, sure. Why is it prohibited to?
Maybe if it's nice to come with you.
That's a password. Give him a seat. Tell the audience, he'll take care of him. Give him a Gemara, but I mean, take care of his guest. Give him a Gemara. Okay. So the question is, why is it prohibited why is it prohibited to drink between the kosas? So Tosa says of later on in Av Kuf Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where the Mishnah is found. What's wrong? Beforish be Rishalmin Shalo Yishtaker Rishalo Yuchalo Mahala. The Tosas is concerned with his getting drunk. As we said before, you're afraid you're going to get drunk. This is Tosas Sheet. Now, you're afraid you're going to get drunk. So, when are you afraid you're going to get drunk? Take a look on the Rashbam, on the Mishnah itself. See Kuf Yudayin on the base of the Mishnah? Ben Gimel Adalad Lo Yishte Matosi B'Gemoras Yerushalmi Lama Lo Yishte Kadesh Lo Yishtaker The Sulamot of the Mema Halel Upar Rechos and the Yerushalmi asked Fallow Kfar Meshukaru Sheshasa Kfar Harbi Besudaso where he drank plenty Umishani Yayin Shebetoch Hamazon Eina Meshaker Shela Achar Hamazon Meshaker. I'm not a drunkard, but apparently the wine that you have after a meal gets you more drunk. I thought it's pekeret. If you have a full stomach, it takes more alcohol to get you drunk.
No.
Wait, 1 second.
While you're eating, it's different than
after. Why does it not?
No, while you're eating, it doesn't.
While you're eating, it doesn't. Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Continue, Rashbam. B'hua dinami, the yayin shalifnei amoz anena mishaka. That's the wonder in Hilchos medicine. If I think my would have said pekeret, that wine before, but I know we call it an empty stomach, can get you more drunk. But the Rashbam says, not that way. The Imratzalishas Ben Rishon the Shena Yishte the Halavimatia Tana Eleven Gimel Ladalas. The Rashbam has a new Yisod in Hilchas drunkenness, which we don't quite understand, which says that if you drink before the meal, maybe you won't get so drunk. Listen, I'm not going to argue with the Rashbam in Hilchas Shichrus, but that's the Rashbam. Says 1 second, one. Take it easy.
Explanation.
Rashbam says
so. Where you drank
before
the meal, you started the meal, you drank wine during the meal. It wasn't like in a drinking orgy. You just
part of the meal.
Okay, good.
So, this is how the Rashbam explains. So, there's no problem. The Ika Yisod over here, the problem is of Shichrus. Rabbos, listen very carefully. If that's the case, Rabbos, if that's the case, the Gemara is not Kuf Chesem at base. V'yamrit miset soiv ama yishte haka ochil lematza achil agas. What does it mean, misat soiv? Misat soiv should be taken literally. It fills you up. Wine is the one of two things, Rabosai. Migra gor, it wets your appetite, or it fills you up. And the Gemara is saying, oh, if it fills you up, you have a problem. How can we allow you to have wine between coast 3 and between what? Between coast 1 and coast 2, after it's going to fill you up, and the mat will be an achila gas. Tosa sheet, fine. So therefore, Tosa is enough tiny test. It's pilpiling back and forth. In the same meal, in a different meal, you're going to be nizer, not nizer, etc. However, claims Chazanish, the Rashbam has a different shot completely. Take a look over here, Ben Akosos. And Kuf Chesem Aleph, is that we're up to? Ben Shlishi L'Revi Lo Yishte. Why? Shlishi the Birchas Hamazon. The cave. Look at this amazing Rashbam. This is the second Rashbam of Kuf Chesem Aleph. The cave on the Lochashin and all the Gurire Liba. With a long concern that he has wet his appetite because he already finished the meal. Lo Sharina Le. The Nire Kemosif al Arbo Kosos. The famous Nire Kemosif al Kosos is going to come up to a time and time again. There are four cups of wine in Chazal Masake, Pesach 9. Not five. And if you're going to drink between coast 1 and 2, between coast 3 and coast 4, it's going to be what? Nire Kemosif al Arbo Kosos. I'll ask you a kasha frek Rashbam. How can you drink between coast 1 and 2? What's the answer of Osai? There's a reason for it. We're willing to forego this mini, minor prohibition, if you will, of Nira Kamosav Alakosis for a greater cause. What's the greater cause? Ligro Libo. So you should have more appetite when it comes to eat the matzah. So it's worthwhile having this negative, the negative of Nira Kamosav Alakosav, with the positive. What is the positive again?
Nigra
Garo, Garo Libik. Between 3 and 4 is not necessary anymore. Wait a minute. That's Chazanish. So what does it mean over here? V'i amrit misit soed amayishte hoka ochel amatza achila gasa. Says Chazanish, the Pirash Bam. There's no need to say that misit soed should be taken literally. That it actually fills you up. No! Migrar gara means it whets the appetite. Misat soed means neutral. It neither whets the appetite, nor does it fill you up. The Gemara is just using the expression misat soed. That doesn't mean that it fills you up, it stuffs you up, and you can't eat anymore afterwards. No need for that. All that misat soed needs to have to mean, according to Rashbam, is it does not whet the appetite. Once it does not whet the appetite, then even if it doesn't fill you up completely, still you have no right to do what? No right to do what? To drink. You have no right to drink. Why? Because it's Nira Kamosav Alakosas. You need a matir for the mini history of Nira Kamosav Alakosas. If you don't have a matir for it, you may not do it. This is the Rashbam's opinion. You need Dafka Gora Libe Bekum Vasei. The special heter. The mitzvah Teyav knocks off this history. So, sort of could be, we could understand, is Lav Dafka. So it has nothing to do with Teyavah, nothing to do necessarily with Achila Gata as such. Let's read the Gemara again according to the Rashba. Again. Benakos Salalu, the top of Kufkes. Benakos Salalu, Immortal Ishtos, Yishter, Ben Shtishi Lirvi, Lo Yishter. Why? Because Nira Kamosa, Balakoso. Alright? So the question is, why can you read between 1 and 2? So what did Rashba answer? Garolibo. The Amrit, Mr. Tsoid. No, Mrs. So that doesn't necessarily fill you up, but it means not Gorolibo. Amayishta, what right do you have to drink between what? The first coast and the second coast. Haka ochil matza achila gasa.
The drinking doesn't do anything.
One second, hold on. So could be according to Shita Terashbad, where the Chazanish explained, you don't really need the idea of Achila Gasa as such, even though that would not be for the Achila Gasa, it would be a separate prohibition of what? Of what? Of Nira Kemosif Alakoso. You don't really need the whole idea of Achila Gasa. Anyone have the Chazanish? Maybe go get me one from the side room, I'll read to you inside. Yeah. Most of Alakosis is quoted by the Rishonim and the Post Commissioner of Aruch as a significant issue. Right, even if it were neutral, it would still be a problem. It would still be a problem, yes.
Part of the mentioned point is our
Nachman, go ahead. That's kind of an excellent hashgacha. You don't look at matzah. Well, I can look at this and say, oh, there's no problem. Yeah. But before I go on, can I make two technical announcements? Just reminding myself. Number one, Rav David Horowitz, one of the rabbis of the yeshiva, saying chaburis on the sugya of Chanina Skana Kohen, the famous sugya under the first pebbles. We have just about every shiur the yeshiva skipped over it. He's saying chabur on it. So if you want my time, I think it's Monday night at 10:15. Okay. So if anyone is interested, here. Number two, someone was kind enough to find me the Nebuka Yosef on Pesachim that I made a reference to. Someone found it by accident. Cleaning up. Master, that's kind of an excellent hashgacha. You don't look at master, well, I can look at this and say, oh, there's no problem. Yeah. But before I go on, can I make two technical announcements? Just reminded myself. Number one, Rav David Horowitz, one of the rabbis of the yeshiva, saying chaburis on the sugya of Chanina Skana Kohen, which is the famous sugya under the first pebbles. We have just about every shiur the yeshiva skipped over it. He's saying chabur on it. So if you want my time, I think it's Monday night at 10:15. Okay? So if anyone is interested, here. Number two, someone was kind enough to find me the Nebuka Yosef on Pesachim that I made a reference to. Someone found it by accident? Someone is cleaning up? If you want to look it up, it's on page Kuf Chav Ches in this print. And he quotes the Nebuka Yosef verbatim. It says, Afilu b'kol yomei achag, you can't have matas shira, d'chsiv shivas yomim tochel of matas lechamoni. The mat for the kol ha-shiva ain lo lechel matas shira. That's what we are telling yourselves from yesterday. So the bottom of the Be'er Moshe, who was the Er Moshe? We put her out. Rabbi Moshe, who that point below, he comes around, you know, to help get support for his project. Chiddush Gadol, Shalom Tzanu B'chol HaPosk. Who ever heard of this? You have to kenny that match the whole kenny match Hashir the whole Pesach. The F should love you through a mamish kamar. And the author Rabbeinu B'chir HaChizkuni. The Chizkuni was known to be followed the Pshuto Shemikra at all costs. Shekotze B'Parshas Bo. It is a mitzvah of eating matzah all 7 days, what we call a mitzvah kiyumis. Okay, and it doesn't say it by the Elisha Dafka. This is footnote 78, we point out what we mentioned in Shir yesterday. So just if you have information, you want to look it up, you have this and you have this. Now, we cover these technical issues. Let's open up over here. The Chazanish, it has the Oris Daf Al Daf, the Masechta Pesachim. It's called Simen Kuf Chav Dalet in his Sefer on Orach Chaim. And here he has an Aftari test, and now the Daf, the first Daf in Perek Arbei Pesachim, Eha Ora, as follows. Yeah. Tos L'shit Tosam, Kuf Yizayin. The Pirush Rashbam, the Tano Yom Mishum, the Nirek and Mosav Al Dalat Kosis, Rayas Agamara Kachi, Bishlo Miyamet Karma Migra Gorer Le Kachi, Tiru Le Mishdi Bein Rishon Le Sheni, Afal Gav the Nirek and Mosav Avol, yeah, Avol I Misit Soid, and he writes a bracket, Lav Davko, El La Fuki Mi Migra Nokat Loshin Soid, then, Sora Choyoles, or Kadeshalo Ye Nirek and Mosav, Aval Olam Lochashina and the Dilma also the Mechal Achila Gas. So writes the Chazanish. Because we have the Girsan of Kuf Ches, it's an impossibility. The Gemara is Beferish. What? Amayishta of the Ochel and Mata Achila Gasa? I'm not sure what exactly he means. Maybe he holds the Gemara's Lavdafka or a different Girsan, but I'm just pointing out for information. Two approaches to the Sugya are found here in Av Kuf Ches and are noted by the first Chazanish. Okay. Now, I want to use this yisod shortly to explain. I think I give my own independent answer. And here's Daisy. It's independent. I didn't want to give this answer before to the Kash of Tosfos on Av Tzadi Testament Beis. Tzadi Testament Beis, Tosfos and Kasha. Lo yochal adam. What? Ma lo yochal. If it's matzah, it's after all day. If it's Chometz, it's also from 10 o'clock in the morning. Mine Targima, it's okay. So what do you mean, Lo Yochal Adam V'chule? That's Tosfos Kasha. They give an answer, Matzah Shiru. Right? And the Rambam answers, Minas Hagimi can't eat too much. So I thought of my own answer. But we'll come to that in a few moments. I will first want to just analyze a few minutes the issue which we spoke about, which is in the next house. We'll come back. We're going forward, then we're going to go backwards. In the next house, we talk about the issue of can a person, Achatechsha, Lo Yochon Am Achatechsha, Makshim, Amai Itrich Achatechsha, Pshita. Of course, till it gets dark. Well, obviously. Obviously. And they gave a whole discussion. What? Why is Asher Tefshach? I saw the Sfas Emes has a very interesting teretz. Because he thinks that the Chiddush is that when it's wise to say the Mishnah Asher Tefshach, to teach you that once it's Tefshach, it's Mutter. As we just learned in the previous Tosa, that's the connection. We just learned in the previous Tosa, Chiddush Nifla, that although there exists a prohibition of eating Erev Pesach, Achar Mincha, but that prohibition stops as soon as Pesach comes in. Because we're also through the other nizar. Once it gets, once Pesach night starts, then already the prohibition no longer exists. That's why it's Asher Tefshach. You might have thought, that's how I would have thought. Lo yochol adam ad what? Ad sheyochol kazayis of matzah l'shem mitzvah. Matzah shmur l'shem mitzvah. That's what I would have said. Comes the Mishnah tells you, no, Asher Tefshach. Once it gets dark, you're permitted to eat petzekel shel nochrim. Wow, what a fantastic kiddush. No, you'll make Kiddush. Then you'll have B'tekel Shal Nachrim. You'll make Kiddush. You'll have B'tekel Shal Nachrim. You'll have Goya Shematzah, which you'll recognize as being non-chometz. We'll get to that later, I told you. And then you'll be able to eat that. It's a Kiddush Nifla Menorah, which is derived from the word Asher Tefshach. Aye, the question becomes, V'yod, the B'gemar, L'gabe Shabbos, V'yavim Tovim, Lo K'toni Le. Wait a minute. So why did it say about Shabbos? What did the Bryce say about the Bryce of Shabbos V'yontzim? What did it say? What did it say? It says, the Tanya, Lo Yochol Adam Be'arvei Shabbos Yom Tovim and Amin Chol Amayla, because you can't have the Shabbos Shut Hava, the Rav Yehuda. Doesn't say, in Rav Yehuda's words, Lo Yochol Adam Be'arvei Shabbos Yom Tovim and Amin Chol Amayla Ashe Tekhsha. Why? It should have said Ashe Tekhsha there too, what Tosis Kasha? Says, Fasemis, no, it's not necessary. Don't have to say it over there. Because over there, push it. So once it gets dark, you're allowed to have anything you want to eat, of course, once you make Kiddush. Why is it Pashut? You'll say, you have to have your meal right away, your Kazayas Challah. You have no right to have cake. Remember we had the Mogan Avraham message, you shouldn't have too much cake before you actually wash? He says, no. He says, if you look in the Machtis HaShekel, in Simon Reishai and Dalet Sifkot Nalf, is a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with Matzah Shira, with Pata Boba Kisnin. We discussed this at some length back on Yud Gimel. You can fulfill the mitzvah Suda Shabbos not only with Kala Matzah, but even with cookies. So there's no need to say a Kiddush, but Yo, Chalodim, Asher Tefshach, teach you, after it gets dark and you make Kiddush, you even have cookies, you don't have to have Dafka Kala Pshita. Because that's part of the, that's you can have the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos with cookies. So that's why there's no need to say Asher Tefshach. When it comes to Pesach night, when you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with those goyish cookies, goyish matzahs, right? So then you would have thought to us, that's what I would have thought to us. Chamash Asher Tefshach, that's mutter to have betekel shenochim, uvavad shiokhkaz as matzah b'achon. A very remarkable pshat as to why it's Asher Tefshach, and when it comes to matzah, to Pesach night, and why it's not necessary when it comes to Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom. Remarkable. That's just the Aruf from the Ger Rebbe. But then, I want to say one more thing. Yes, sir.
Wasn't there a tzuv with that in Bashadag, and that was all kashya of Bashadag again?
Right. Yeah, but that's an issue.
It's not
we have a lot of cookies. You have the Bashadag. We have a whole box of cookies. All right? Now, we don't even need a whole box. We spoke at length. I don't want to go over that now all over again. That's already behind us. Rabosai. What did the Rabbein Yehuda say? We already spoke. We read it 2 days ago. Rabbein Yehuda tirit afila vina gabe Shabbos yom tov matzah tefshach. He heard his chiddush nifla. Perhaps you cannot fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos until it gets dark. The same as we pass in the Pesach night, cannot fulfill the mitzvah until it gets dark, because it says be'erev tov l'matzahs. Vachlos abos of balayla hazeh, so too soon as Shabbos v'yontif. What's the shayla? Rabbeinu Yehuda suggests it in Tosfos. What's the shayla? The Chorah, we can say the shayla one of two ways. The most radical way to say Pshat Rabbeinu Yehuda is he simply denies Tosefet Shabbos. You say, deny Tosefet Shabbos, you're crazy. It's enough for the Gemara, Tosefet Shabbos. Well, there's some other great man who denies Tosefet Shabbos. His name is? Anybody know? Who? Anybody know? Rambam, correct. If you don't know, guess Rambam. Rambam. The Rambam denies Tosefet Shabbos. It doesn't exist. There's no such thing. I had the Beferish Gemara to Sefer Shabbos. I'm going a few places. I'm going Yuma, a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. Says the Rambam, as the way the Vilna Gaon says, the Karanara, that there's a Tmachlokas as Sugyas. The Gemara in Moed Katan says there's no such thing as Sefer Shabbos. And what there was a from Shemitah. We're holding a Shemitah here. Because Shemitah, there's no, Shemitah is only also on Shemitah, not the Faner, not the Acharera. So to Shabbos, not us, not the Fana, not the Acharer. That's the Shita Saramba. Ah, you may ask, how to Rambam put the Gemara in Brachas? It says you can make Kiddush when it's still light outside of the Ferish and Gemara, you can have a Marav and make Kiddush. Rambam does quote that. So the answer is, Rambam holds, that you can make Kiddush Sovach Litni Sosa. It's like not Shabbos yet, but you can make Kiddush. So of course, according to the Rambam, there's no way you can fulfill the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos, and it's not Shabbos yet. Suda Shabbos has to be Dafka on Shabbos. Kiddush can be done even before Shabbos begins. Yes? Sure. You Mekayim Kiddush before Shabbos, believe it or not. Not yet. You have to do the Shabbos a little bit later when it gets dark. Oh, the dirty word. Kiddush for Makom Suda. There's four block Gemara coming about that, but we're going to skip it now. We're going to come back to the Mitzvah Shem at the end of the year. Kiddush for Makom Suda. It's a good question, but Makom Suda, Bizman Suda, you wait a little while. It's a good horror. But that's what the Rambam seems to say. Yes? Good question. Some say Yotze Kiddush Shmona Esrei. Midoraisa. Midorabona for sure not. Midoraisa, it could be a Yotze Kiddush Shmona Esrei. That's possible. It's all possible. Yes? That's a good question. That's the question which the Yolocha asks against the Mogad Avraham. You're not mentioning Yitzias Mitzrayim. So the Yolocha has some suggestions. Maybe you mentioned it earlier on in Brichas Krishma and Krishma. Maybe Taka he goes against the Mogad Avraham. Not for now. All this we'll discuss with Hashem. Hang in there till June. Okay? And we'll get into all these things we never. That the Rambam is a radical shita. More plausible is that the Rabbeinu Yehuda the following word. Tosefes Shabbos is only for Issa Malacha. It's a siyog. It's a kind of a gzera. Don't do Malacha Erev Shabbos a little before Shabbos. Why? Because we're afraid you'll do Malacha on Shabbos. It's a siyog. It's an Issa Malacha. And the Issa Malach is extended a little before, a little bit after. So therefore the negatives will apply. But the positives, as a rule, don't apply. Positives such as what? Such as Suda Shabbos. I'll ask how come Kiddush applies. The answer is, as a Beferisha, Hekesh, Zohar v'shama v'dibur echad, Nemru, as we know. And therefore, whoever is Chayim and Shama is Chayim and Zohar, because that's why women are Chayim and Kiddush. So too. Any time which a chayev and shomer, such as Tosefes Shabbos, you're also a chayev and can fulfill the mitzvah of zachar, which is kiddush. But shalosh sudas, three sudas, forget about it. You can't fulfill Suda Shabbos or any other positive commandment, for that matter, in the area known as the time period known as Tosefes. Last year we learned ksubis, that mem zayin, I believe it is, Tosefes, a big kiddush, that Tosefes yontif, there's no chiyev of simchas yontif. Simchas Yontif applies on Yontif proper, not on Tosfos Yontif. That's a whole very important discussion. Not community about Sheva Brachas and then the Simcha about going to work, the man marry off his daughter. Oh, it's a whole pilpul there in Ksubas Mem Zayin. You see from the Tosfos and Ksubas Mem Zayin that there is no din of Simchas Yontif and Tosefes Yontif, which applies again only the negatives and Kiddush, which is Hukash, to the negative of Shava. But all the other positives would not apply. Would not apply. It's an interesting halachic consequence of this, Tosefes. Yontif, someone's makabal Tosefes. Yontif, then they find out somebody died in the family. Should we say that they can have some have an avelus and then they can knock off the whole shiva before Yontif? Maybe not. There's a tshuva about it. I think the tshuva is a tshuva. It's a very complicated
issue. I'll call upon him, that's going to be Pshat Rabbein Yehuda as well. Another possibility. Another possibility. Okay, yes. That seems to be the Tosis in Ksubas, seems to be the Tosis here in Pesach, Rabbein Yehuda. With most poskim hold not that way. Yeah, these are the sources. Most poskim hold, you couldn't fulfill the mitzvah or the positive at the time of Tosefta Shabbos beyond Kigah. Yeah, sorry.
Even if you were to say,
even right,
he doesn't say. Right, even
correct. You're 100% right. No, okay, this is Tosfos. Enough for this. You know, we're not going into this now. It's not really that much Armenian right now. Rabosai, what is Armenian, which we'll take for the moment, take it for granted, and we'll see. Maybe not everyone agrees. Is the fact that Tosfos says that you cannot fulfill any of the mitzvahs halayla until it gets dark. This is a serious problem in nursing homes. Especially when I have the daylight savings time. I remember the rabbi from the local nursing home called me up, Kavalt, daylight savings time. And as the Seder doesn't begin, it doesn't get dark till 8 o'clock. And the people there are 80 years old, and they can't stay up past 8 o'clock. What do I do? It's a serious problem. You know, whatever the answer was, it was. But this is a part of the mashmos of Atos, is that clearly you cannot fulfill any of the mitzvah alayla until you actually, until it actually gets dark. It says Gachavim. The Yev Tosefis, Shabbos, the Yomtiv would not help for the mitzvah of the Seder. The Fishit is Hatosfos. Is there an additional Shita? It's not well known, but there is. Most people never heard of it. There is a Dan Rishonim which says, that the same way as Tosefis, Shabbos is good for Kiddush and for Suda Shabbos, it's also good for the mitzvah of Laila. And B'Shas HaTzchak Godel, the suggestion might be made, we can rely on that Shita for the Rabbonans. What the Rabbonans? Rabbanans are Arbakaisis, Lamar's later, Karpas, parts of Magid. You know, Magid, although we have a long, long Magid, we know that if you say the very end, since there exists a Rishon, at least one, who says, right now it escapes me who it is, but there is a Rishon who says, if you can fulfill the mitzvah Salila until Sefer Yontif, perhaps in a case where it's EF Shabinyan Achad in the nursing home, he's just going to fall asleep. He just can't stay up so long. So maybe there'll be grounds to be made on that sheet based on the Rabbonans. And then as soon as it gets really dark, you can do the Doraisis.
The rabbi wants to get back to his family.
That's the rabbi's family. That's a different story. Kiddush is Doraisa, but Kiddush is, as far as Kiddush and all other Shabbos, they were told we can say Kiddush earlier. Kiddush is not Kiddush is not a deraisa in terms of the midst of Pesach night.
What's the only
deraisa? Matzah. We have only two deraisas, Rabbi Ossi, Pesach night. Two. Matzah and what else? Sibri and Tiyas Mitzrayim. There's only two deraisas that we have now, unfortunately. Rabbi Nosein Aravim, we used to have many deraisas. We used to have Moro, which was Echshere, the Pisco, and the deraisa, with Korban Pesach, a deraisa. Now we're down to two. Matzah. Who said what? You want to know with them? None of this. Don't. The Rishon don't talk about nursing homes. The Rishon is the same. It's the machlekas. Whether it can fulfill these mitzvahs earlier than faith. So the conventional wisdom is that no. Everyone knows. Every yeshiva bacha knows. You know, Tosefos works only for Shabbos and for Yontif. Maybe for only for the Losas and for Kiddush. Maybe for the mitzvah of Suda Shabbos. But it certainly won't work for matzah and for Arba Kosis. Everyone knows that. That's the traditional view. But there is one minority view somewhere. What? If Pashtas, all the mitzvahs halayla, why? Because the ochlas abasa b'layla hazeh sounds like all the mitzvahs of the diet can only be done after it gets dark. No. Okay. Let's not argue. We'll get to it a little bit later. Just pointing out to you that, okay, good. David is a Shita Zachronim that way. Did we show him in a Zachronim? Okay. Achronim, whatever you want to call him. All right. Rabosai, now let me get back to what I teased you with before. I have my own independent, new, original answer to Tosis Kasha. What do you mean, Layochal Adam? What Layochal Adam? If it's Chometz, it's also since 10 o'clock. If it's Matzah, it's also the whole day. If it's Minitagim, it's Mutter. So they come up with an answer, what? Matzah Shiv. So we already mentioned another answer, the Rambam's answer. Can't have too much
tagim because too much will fill the shleim malak kreis. Only what the lashon metabel means a little tiny bit. Oh, I thought of it on my own independent answer based on the Rashbam. Give a look on Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. Kuf Zayin Amud Beis. And this ties into what we mentioned before. The Rashbam, when it comes to the wine, migrer gar is a matir gar. It's matir you to something which would otherwise be prohibited. Well, guess what? Guess what? The Gemara in Kuf Zayin Amud Beis says, Tanya, Omar Rebbe Yossi, but a little Yossi is in parentheses there. Avo matfilu b'mine targima. Right? Why? So we assume the reason is that it's just not something to fill you up. That's how the Rashbam begins. Okay? Vitzch matfilu b'yarki. Take a look at the Rashbam b'yarka. Everyone see the Rashbam? It's about the 10th line. 10th wide line, b'yarka. Hayochel Yerek when I'm in Khalamala Fisha and I'm spear, Pasha Psha, a vegetable won't fill you up. Oh. Vinira Bienai Divigare Libo Lamechal Vi Ochel Matala Tayovan Yoser Ula Ficho Kayochel Yerek Floyo Noe can give bear of Pesach the Hamshik Lecho Tlaila. Can I mean with Sechel Shabbos Perk Tolin? Of Abchista Barbe Rab Lolechel Yakov Shin the Megare Libo. It's a positive thing. So it occurred to me, therefore, if that's the case, Rabbi Osai, I want to go back to the Mishnah Naftali Testament Bay. What does it say? Arbe Psochum Samach Lemincha Lo Yochal Adam Asha Techsha. In my opinion, what it means with the Rashbam is you can't eat anything. Nothing. Zero. You can't have ice cream. You can't have chocolate pudding. You can't have anything. Because you're afraid that's going to, you know, you want to have the Tayyavon or Achila Gas. You can't have anything. Nothing. It says in the Gemara, Mine Tagima. No! Mine Tagima has a precisely opposite effect. What does Mine Tagima do according to the Rashbam? It's Megarer Es Halev. See, until now we were assuming that Mina Tagim is neutral. It doesn't fill you up too much, so therefore it's okay, it's not so bad. Not everyone seems to assume. But even the Rambam says that way. You shouldn't have too much of it. But you know what? I'm saying now, no, according to Rashbam. You can't eat anything. L'yochol Adam. According to us, a little bit dochok. It should have said L'yochol Adam, Matzah Shira. Because L'yochol can't have anything. Nothing. Because we're afraid it's going to come and may fill you up even a lot or a little. Only Mina Tagima is an exception. Why? Because Pukh Fakert. Mina Tagima makes you more hungry for the matzah, have a greater tayyavon, like the wine the Gerava has. What's the vegetable? Barbe Rabbis, Yeshiva Bacha. Yeshiva Bacha shouldn't have this because you're going to get hungry in the middle of the Shir. And you'll have to walk out in the middle of the Shir, Chas V'Shalom. So you shouldn't have the Yarka before Shir, so you shouldn't lose out in learning. That's the Pshat. Yeah?
I like what read the Pshat in this study. I thought the Pshat was like, for example, after a fast, you fast the whole day, so the first, let's say, 3 pieces of bread you eat or whatever it is, just goes down, you don't taste it at all. So the point here of eating the Yarka, the meaning of Hagima is that you're keeping your stomach sort of like full. So in other words, the first few bites of the evening, you'll understand, you'll appreciate what you're eating, rather than just shoving it down and just not tasting it at all.
No. No. I have to tell you, an interesting line which bothered me. There exists a teretz, but I don't know what it is. Well, I think it's a teretz, I just don't know what it is. I don't have the sefer. The riff is a remarkable phrase over here. Take a look at the rib page. The second wide line. We quote our Gemara. Page Chav Gimel. Daf Yer Rib. We quote the Gemara. Avol mitabel b'mine tagima. Says the rib. Pirish. Mitabel. Mitapel.
Kolomar, Mavir Pito Bimine Targimo. When I saw the word Pito, I did a flip. Pito? Pots? Wait a minute. How could you possibly allow pots on Erev Pesach? We just learned, got to learn that pots is not the worst Easter in the world at Erev Pesach, because pots fills you up. Fills you up. How can it be? So what occurred to me was with the Rashbam. Because the Rashbam learns that Mina Tagino whet your appetite. So although you're having a little bit of, I don't know what you're eating there, something, matzah shira, a little egg matzah, dunked into the Mina Tagima. So more than this egg matzah will fill you up, the Mina Tagima will whet your appetite, will counteract the effect of the matzah shira. So I thought pshat in the riff might be based upon that Rashbam, that it's megara tava salev, that the mina tagima is a plus, not just a neutral. Because if it's neutral, hayem tava pito, the pot itself should be awesome. So I thought that it must be this way, but then I found in the Shara Tzion, when I asked him the other night, I was going to Mamakomas, he makes a reference, an oblique reference, he usually tells what he says, but doesn't say it in this case, to the Sefer Mama Mordechai. The Mama Mordechai lived the generation before the Mishnah Berurah, in Maskoma, as a matter of fact, to the Sefer. But it's not very popular, you know. Whoever saw Mama Mordechai in his life. It must have been an Adam Godel Adam Oz, but somehow, you know, just nowadays we don't look in the Sefer anymore. So I'd like if someone could look maybe in the Beis Medrash or the library, look up the Mama Mordechai, where he supposedly gives a terrace, he makes this horror. That's the lashon of the Mishnah Berurah. You look at the Shara Tzion there, Tzimut Tov, Ayin Aleph, Sifkot Nedalah, the Shara Tzion. He makes a brief reference. He says, quotes the rib, and then he says, look in the Mama Mordechai. I assume the Mama Mordechai asks this kasha. I don't know. I can't be sure. He just makes a cryptic reference.
Did you also narrow the last word in the
Shara Tzion? One minute.
You're right.
Umasha kosev arib, maver pito v'chule. So I think he says my kasha. I am the Mama Mordechai. And so that's the that's the story. I don't know.
What about
that's how I learn Pshat, based on the Rashbam.
So it doesn't matter what specific meaning Tagima, as long as it's meaning Tagima.
Right, even though he's having egg matzah, and the egg matzah really fills you a little bit, but the meaning Tagima overrides that. I don't know what you're talking about. I heard you three times already. I don't know what you're saying. The another possible answer is as follows. How much must you eat to be in violation of our mission? Arve psachim samach lemincho lo yochal adam ad shetemcha. How much must you eat? And what do you say, Rabbi? How much must you eat? So the very beautiful sefer called the Devar Shmuel. I brought it maybe the first. Did everybody ever show it? We had it. When did we have it? When Lenin Hagolot came up somehow. The Devar Shmuel. On Tzach, very nice sefer. The very first piece in the parak, he has the following shaila. He thinks, well, maybe it's also if you have a kazayitz. We have a klal gol en achila, no kusa mi kazayitz. Less kazayitz should certainly be mutter. Maybe it's even mutter up to a kebeta. Because we have a few places in Shas that until kebeta is called not an achila, but it's called a te'ima. Te'ima bi'alma, just a taste. That's a shayla. The mutter is the instant start only when you eat a kebeta? Or maybe if you eat as little as a kazayis, but less kazayis, it should certainly be more than it means rice, madeira, agro, etc. Till he found the prima godim, that I asked you to see the Mishnah Zazov, where he claims that even less than kazayis is awesome. That's a shaila, there's a three shitas. Even a masha was awesome, or only kazayis is awesome, or only kabeis is awesome. What occurred to me, to answer the riff, if you don't have the Rashbam sheet, maybe that's what it means over here. Metabo pito, you know, very often people have they want to have a lot of the dip. Take a little tam tam, which let's say is less than kazayas. And with this one tam, they dip and they keep, you know, dipping in and they keep, and they nibble off the cracker, but mostly they really need the dip. Whatever, okay. So that's maybe. We'll talk to that a little bit later. So that could be the pshat over here. So again, the problem with the riff bothered me. I have two possible answers. Either the Rashbam, that is the Targima, whet your appetite more than the egg matzah fills it, or the other pshat I suggested based upon the Dvar Shmuel, that maybe it's not also less than the Kebetz or even less than the Kazayas. Again, the Prima Godin.
Then it's missing Mama Mordechai. I don't know what he says, but I think he's coming to ask my kasha. Yes?
Yeah, I noticed in the top of the edition of the Quran, he also has an aura that in Kaviyat, apparently, the Quran or something like that, the Mitabel was punctuated so that it would be Mitabel or something.
Mitabel, Mitabel, the riff is Mitabel.
So he has an aura at the bottom of her. Somehow, I forget, it's not coming to the fact that it has nothing to do with the word tiva dipping.
Right. Could be the top of the tapel. But correct. Right, but that wouldn't answer my question. How do you have the pass in the first place? You probably are having some kind of a pass. Matzah shir. Can't be chomet, can't be matzah. Has to be matzah shir. Has to be. Could be. Okay, Rabbi. Now we turn to Rabbeinu David. We turn our attention now to Rabbeinu David. Rabbeinu David, first of all, the first things first, he slugs up Rashi. The first thing I mentioned at the very beginning of on Monday, Rashi says Te'ovo. Shatna Mishnah, Rashi says Te'ovo. He says Rashi's wrong, question. We kept trying to, we can't believe Rashi's wrong. How can we say Rashi's wrong? We don't believe Rashi's ever wrong. There's always a way to defend for Rashi. I think most of the Pharisees are Chila Gaza. Well, he doesn't do it, but he's not. Ain't kind of, he's not nice upon him. But Rabbeinu Shmuel is all, he quotes from Rashbam, it's Rashi too. Kosta Gneshi Yochel, Masa Shatayah, Mitzvah, Tayyavah, Mishavir, Mitzvah, Ve'en Anochen, finish, goodbye. That's all, two words, whip, short shrift. Ve'en Anochen, it's against the Gemara. The Gemara says, Kodav Achil Agat, the way you drink a cup with Tayyavah. So the footnote 9, Ayin Rashash, which we saw already, and we saw the Rashash, that was, we spoke about it at some length. This is Ayin Ben Semach Tzedek. I was wondering, no, what in the world does the Semach Tzedek say? I told you I have a Lubavitch Chassid who gave me all the Semach Tzedek to shul. So I looked up this morning, before darling, I ran to, you know, early in the morning to see what does the Semach Tzedek say? Guess what? With a bit anticlimactic. Exactly the same as Chassam Sofer. Word for word. Who lived first? He lived in the after Chassam Sofer. The Semach Tzedek lived in the time of Reb Chaim Brisk. If I'm not mistaken. They had shaykhs with each other, if I'm not mistaken. So he writes to Samus himself, and at the beginning, the Gemara says, "Shikonas shu tava." That's where they got Tayyavon from. And more than that, he quotes the Rambam also. Rambam also says, "Bishop Tayyavon and Tava." It doesn't say about Achila Gas. So apparently, they even hold the Maskana that way a little bit. There was nothing especially new in that I hadn't seen before. I'll call upon him. Something very interesting is over here. What do you mean Achila Gas? So Rabbi David. How do we understand Achila Gasa? What's Gasa mean? What's Gasa? A lot. Achila Gasa. You know, Gas. Kosebis Agasa, Behema Gasa. Where else is the word Gasa found in Gemara? Gasa Ruach, right? That's right. Sia Gasa. Right? Gasa, Gasa, right? So Gasa is very big. Achila Gasa. Yeah, stuffed up. So much. That's Achila Gasa. He says, no. It's Achila Gasa Miloshan Goses. The word goses is found in many places in Shas. It's found in Shulchan Aruch in Yerodea. And I believe there in Yerodea there are more. Somebody says the word goses means you can't really swallow well. He's never so sick, he's about to die. So you can't swallow normally. It's a wild shot. I've never heard of it before in the word Achila Gasa. Just to assist me in terms of semantics. What the word Achila Gasa means, remarkable. But Halacha L'maisi is a fantastic kasha here against Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor. Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor, one of the Gedolei Rishonim, Provence, quoting that Rabbeinu Avraham Minahor and Yevamos, that man says, "Ochel Yisur and Achila Gasa is Varei Chayef." Undoubtedly, Yechayef. Whatever it be, Malkus, Kores. Oh. Says the footnote here, the Rabbi Shoshana, and his footnotes on the Rabbeinu David, he doesn't understand. How can it be? We know that Achila Gas is not considered an Achila. How do you know? So let's review it. Now that we see that Rabbeinu Avraham and Ahar is against the conventional wisdom, we have to analyze very carefully what the conventional wisdom is based upon. We assume Achila Gas is not called an Achila. Where do we get it from? Let's take a look at Tosis. That's Kuf Zion Amid Bey. Let's go analyze the sources now. It's always that one sheet that the unusual sheet which forces us to reevaluate our position.
What are we basing ourselves on? We have really a good source. Take a look. Number one, Tosus Dilma on Kuzan and Bates. Dilma also the mechal achila gansa vein achila kidarminan perikbasu de yuma da peyam and Bates haochal achila gansa yamakipurim potu. Well, Rabosai, that's not really a perfect raya. You know why? Tell me why. Tell me why it's not a perfect raya. It's a good question. How do you ever have that? It probably has to only after the middle of Kol Nidre. How do you have a Achila Gassa in Yom Kippur? You know, come to after Musa, I want to have a Achila Gassa. It's an impossibility. Kol Nidre time. The guy's such a bum. In the middle of Kol Nidre, he goes to eat. Remember, he just finished the big suit of Afsak, he wants to eat more. It's an Achila Gassa. But that's not a Raya Brew. You know why? It doesn't say Beferish in the Torah Kadosha, Lo Sokal Bioma Kippurim. Right? The Torah is a different expression completely. Kichol ha-nefesh asher lo se'uneh v'nichris ha-me'ameh. It's called inui nefesh. So one could argue that inui nefesh means that you should refrain from eating for enjoyment. But achila gasa, which is not enjoyable, that's not considered to be a lack of eating. If I can't, it is even, it hurts. So that's why you can't bring a raya from Yom Kippur, the Pashtus, to all other Yisurim. The Pashtus does still be doing a Raya. Rabbi Avraham and Aaron will say, no, Yom Kippur is different. Yom Kippur is different. So that's Kasha we can, the Chora, surmount. That's Kasha we can get away from, the Pashtus. Is there another place in Shas where it says that Achila Gasa is not considered to be an Achila? So the Rashbam quotes over here, Yavavah Staf Mem. That's where Rabbeinu Avraham and Aaretz found, and that's not that. See the first Rashbam of Kuf Zayin Beis? It also says, Achila Gasmi en Achila, Uvekotshim Maziku, Techashvin Alei B'Yavomis. Actually, the Sugar is not only talking about Kotshim, it's also talking about Truma. It's also called Kotshim. Ishki Yichal Kodesh B'Shkog, but why says Kodesh is Truma. So Rabbeinu, when it comes to Truma and Kotshim, Achila Gas is not considered an Achila. So, anyone who is not a Kohen, Zor Shachal Truma, Achila Gasa, is not Chai Mishim Ochel, Chai Mishim Mazik, different Chiz. So the footnote in parentheses, that's the Kashir, footnote 6, how could Rabbeinu Avraham in a horror claim that if I eat Chazir, Nevela, Trefa, Achila Gasa, I'm Chayiv, it's against the Beferish of Gemara. The Gemara is Beferish when it comes to what? When it comes to Truma, the Zar, the non Kohen.
Hey, the Truma, Achila Gazi, Father! Zachar Ben Avraham said if he eats the Chazan, the Bela, whatever else it may be, Achila Gazi, the Chai. That's a very, very dangerous question. Could answer? Could answer?
Could answer?
By Yisrael, Azar, Yisrael, is that he's doing it in a way that it would have been nice and the Tosfos was done by a Kohen.
Many of you might have been very embarrassed by that question. But David saved the day. Okay. You recall, those of you, I'm sure, were here, all remember, now that we can, that we learned the Sugan Aflamet in Tzubis, it comes up in the beginning of El Anaris, are you so godl in the nature of the Easter of Truma? The Easter of Truma is not an Easter like all other Machalas Asurim, because it's Lo Socha. No. The Easter of Truma is what we call Bittel Nimitzvasa. That means you are this Heftish of Truma is supposed to be given to a Kohen, and the Kohen is supposed to use it in a particular manner. If you are a non-Kohen, use it in that same manner, you're the Bittel Nimitzvasa in the same way as the Kohen was supposed to be Mekayah the Mitzvah, then you are punishable with all the prohibitions, all the Yitzurim, Mitzvah, the Shemayim, and the whole story there in the Pesukim and the Chumash in Sefer Vayikra. However, if you do not use the Chepta Shel Truma in the same way as the Kohen is supposed to use it, then you are not in violation of this prohibition. And the Diyuk was from Lashon HaRambam in Hilchos Trumas. The Rambam, when he tells you about the Issur for a Zar to
to eat truma. Zar shachal truma v'shkaga v'sham keren v'chomish. Pergid alach abay. Echad ha'ochal zav v'shadakal lechol. Vechad ha'shot zav v'shadakal lishto. Vechad ha'soch zav v'shadakal losuch. Shenema v'lo. Yichalu az kochev v'nei Yisrael. The rabbas is ha'soch. So the Rambam is medayeh. You're only in violation if you do what the Kohen should have done. If you eat something which is not normally the derech to drink, or drink normally to eat, or you suck what's normal to eat, or eat what's normal to suck, then there'd be no violation of this particular prohibition. If you look at the Bris Kerov in the piece in this sefer on the Rambam on this very nekuda, so it occurred to me, and I think David already kind of had the same idea, as follows: La'olam, we only find the achila gasa when it comes to mitzvahs. Korban Pesach we see over here. Matzah we see over here. Achila Gash not considered an Achila Shal Mitzvah. But I mean, Avraham and Ahar would say, an Achila Gash when it comes to Chazin, doesn't make a difference. You ate it, okay? Aye, Yom Kippur, no Kash. But there's it's the Inisa. I lost the Udem. It's not an Achila, which is the Mabat Alina, it's Achila Shal Alina on the country. Aye, Truma. Ah, this is Sotis Miyushu. Because with Truma, what's the nature of Truma? You are not a Kohen, should not be eating the Truma in a fashion in which the Kohen, if he ate it, would have a mitzvah. Kachem is similar to Truma. You know, we even had that a little bit this year. Wait a minute, last year. I mentioned it this year a little bit. You know when it came up? Oh, now all the people here, all of a sudden, this year we had it. You know when we had it? We learned the sugya of Hagolah, Hatera, Bola, Kachem. Mentioned himself in the same of Mikdash David, if you recall. But he said that the nature of the Easter of Achilas, Kachin, and Truma is different than all of the Machalas and Truma. Bitterly in the Tzvasa. You got the taste of the pot different, if you recall. That's right, we mentioned even that. Everyone should have jumped up about yourself. Not just those who were here last year. I forgot it twice? Oh, well. Okay. So now in answer to this, Derech Agah, there, but the Haori has against the Rabbeinu Avraham. But now we come to a more substantive question with respect to our sugya, which he asks in the next paragraph of Ben Adal. Our Gemara says that when it comes to matzah, there's a problem of achila gatzah. When it comes to this suda Shabbos v'yomtiv, apparently there's no problem of achila gatzah. Frekra Ben Adal, why not? A major problem. You had a question. Why did the Gemara say you are allowed to eat an Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif in the late afternoon? Are you afraid that you're going to eat so much that you have Suda Shabbos and Yontif be Achil Gas, you won't be Yotze? It's also a mitzvah. Here's a remarkable answer, Ben Adam.